expected again on the spot. If you were to be a man who stores up treasures only for yourself here on this earth and are completely negligent to the treasures that really matter, that are permanent, that are eternal in heaven, you would be doing the same thing to yourself as the very ghostly and to be dead on the spot right there, because you're wasting your life. You're storing up things that are temporal, that don't really matter. Eternal stuff is what matters. So that's something that I realized as I got older, and now that it helped me to understand that passage better and to maybe see how it might apply in my life. Now, I want to give you a definition of greed that we can work with, and this isn't anything special. This is just as I thought through greed and what it looked like in my life and the lives of my friends and other people I talked to. This is what I've got for you. So an excessive desire that causes dissatisfaction with God's direction or provision in my life. So it's an excessive desire that causes dissatisfaction. And I think it's important to note that it can either be God's direction or God's provision for my life. Because as we already started to emphasize briefly in the passage, Jesus says, all kinds of greed, which, if you stop and think about that, for me, you might kind of wonder, like, well, all kinds of greed, like, I thought there was only one kind of greed, like, are there more kinds of greed, what kinds of greed are there? Obviously, when most of us hear the word greed, I think that we think of it in, like, the materialistic sense, so, like, you know, I'm greedy for this particular thing, like, I want the next thing, So much pressure on us with the wealth and the resources that we have, that it's like, you can always pay for that. Like, you can always tell what to do with that. Like, when I see that, and I think about that from my own life, I'm like, it's just, it's mind-blowing to think that, like, for maybe even 50 or 60 other people,